It's time for the high school basketball preview on 98.9 WQLV. Today's preview is on the ladies of East Juniata, and it's brought to you by Pentium Bank. Now with me is head coach Travis Quisi. Travis, how you doing today?
Good, JD. Thanks.
Well, thanks for asking. And, of course, I want to know about last year's season. How did you finish?
Last year we finished 8-14. I actually stepped down last year, and I'm back at the helm. My assistant, Dennis Leister, had took over for me last year. Stepped away to work on some grad classes and get some things, you know, squared away as far as that's concerned. But excited to be back, chomping at the bit. But yeah, the girls finished 8-14 last year. They were 4-9 in the TVL, so we're definitely looking to improve on that this year with the kids we have back.
Now, who are some new up-and-coming players that we can look for to help bring some of that growth to the program?
You know, we're fortunate to have two seniors back. We lost three seniors last year. We're fortunate to get two seniors back. Alyssa Hibbs missed all of last year. She ended up tearing an ACL up in Lewisburg in last year's soccer season, so she's back. I'm excited to have her back. She's healthy, you know, got through soccer season unscathed. You know, nice big 5'10 center in the middle. We're, you know, going to run a lot of stuff through her, and I think it's no surprise. You know, the offense really struggled last year with Alyssa on the sideline. So definitely Alyssa is a senior. Carly Beaver is another senior. She led her team in scoring last year, which we had a tough time scoring points. We're going to look for Carly to step up. Thea Neiman, a super athlete, probably going to be our point guard here to start the season. Looking forward to working with Thea. Claire Geyer. Claire put a lot of time in over the summer. We were very impressed with what we saw out of Claire. And we have a sophomore, Alyssa Robinson, who really looked good this summer. So we're hoping that she can step in and give us some firepower offensively and, you know, contribute defensively as well.
Well, before we get to talking about what you guys did over the offseason, I want to know a little more about the league in general. Who do you feel is the team to beat in the league this year?
It could go a lot of ways. I definitely feel that, you know, our side of the TVL is much tougher. You know, you always have to start with Juniata, and any time a team coached by Kevin Kodish is in your league, you know that they're going to be, you know, a formidable opponent. So we know they're going to be awfully tough this year. Greenwood, you know, what Jeff does with the girls down at Greenwood, they're you know, pretty good. They have some really good guard play and a couple of nice, really big girls that put a lot of pressure on you offensively and defensively. You know, they make getting shots at the basket difficult. You know, there's some good guard play as well. I think probably the team to beat is going to be Susquehanna. You know, looking at some film and, you know, hearing some kids that they have back, the guard play they have is just phenomenal. So I think probably Susquehanna is going to be the team to beat. But, hey, it's, you know, it's a TVL, it's basketball, it's, you know, 32 minutes, and any night, you know, anything can happen. A team can get hot, a team can get cold, and it just depends who shows up and who's, you know, the most motivated team to play and win that night.
That's what makes it such a fun league to play in.
Love it.
Well, Coach, one last question before I let you go. What did you guys do over the off season to get ready for this season?
You know, we went to camp up at Penn State, had a very good experience up there for the second year in a row. And then we decided to go to the Miller Center in Thielands Grove and play in their summer league. First year doing that, we weren't sure, you know, what to expect. Fantastic competition, got a chance to see some of the premier teams in District 4. So it was a very good experience for us. I went up there a dozen times or so and played in some really competitive basketball games. I did have a couple of the girls that played some AAU this summer, did that on their own, went out as individuals, and then worked on honing in their skills so they could be, you know, more productive players and contribute more to our team.
With me for the East Juniata High School basketball preview, I'm lucky to have two other players, Carly and Alyssa here. How are you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good.
Now, I know you guys have been busy. You did a lot to train over the off season, but Carly, if I can start with you, how many years have you been playing basketball?
Probably since I was in like third or fourth grade.
Now, Alyssa, if I could ask you this question, what is your biggest rival? What team do you want to beat the most this year?
I would say our biggest rival is definitely Juniata. We have yet to beat them in our basketball career, and I think that'd be a really good win for us, especially this year.
All right, now here's the big tough question for the two of you to figure out. There's 15 seconds on the clock. You're down by one. Who wants the ball?
Well, I think 15 seconds is a pretty long time for us to be able to do something. So I think we could, like, move the ball around a lot and make an opening somewhere so I could receive the ball and, like, make a layup.
There you go. So you want the ball in your hands.
Something simple like that.
All right, well, thanks, ladies, for being on the high school basketball preview here at 98.9 WQOV. Good luck and have fun for the season.